Welcome to the Quests Fishing Adventures Podcast, Chapter 5. Welcome yourselves back to another Quest Fishing Adventures Podcast. I do hope that you're doing well. And as usual, if you've been fishing since my last podcast, let's hope you've put a few on the bank. Well, if you've not read the title already, or you can't tell by the sound in the background, I'm back on the noisy lake. It has been calling me to get back down here again and do a little bit of fishing again. After finding Honey Hole 1 down here, then finding Honey Hole 2 down here, having all them carp out, it's like I need to get back down again. It was pretty much, if I think back, round about this time last year that I found Honey Hole 1 and seriously started fishing and started getting all the fish out. So it just felt right. It just felt right to get back down here again and give it another go. Now, when I say give it another go, I don't plan to come down here like and make this a whole big thing again like last year. I'm not going to do that. Well, I'm going to try not to do that. Who knows? My plans always seem to change in my head. I'm rambling. So I don't know how it's all going to turn out, but I'm here today. There you go. But my word, after all this rain we've had over these past few weeks, yeah, it's definitely fair to say that the lake is full of more water. Honey Hole 1 is, to be fair, it's unfishable. The only way you could fish it, if you had waders on. It has a platform that goes out, like a double platform. Let's call it a double platform because you got one platform and then they built another platform, I think, like a few years back for like the rain. But the rain has basically killed that second platform, the one nearest the bank, and that's just literally almost, oh, it's good, that's just floating there. So it's not going to be a comfortable fish in there. And as you guys know, because it's a snaggy swim, because you're fishing the snags, if you've got to contend with basically getting on some sort of floating platform, even if you had waders on, to get onto the real platform, in my eyes, you're not going to be hitting the fish in time, and there's a good chance you're going to like lose a lot, snap up on a fish, have a tethered fish, even though I'm obviously using safe rig systems and all that, blah, 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 all the leads will come off and stuff, but you still don't want the hook in the fish's mouth, ideally, trailing just bare line. I know that obviously the fish, they do have somehow they manage to get hooks out their mouth, they seem to, from what you kind of hear, even though you do catch some carp with hooks in. But anyway, I don't think that's fair to do. So I decided not to fish Honey Hole 1 on the back of that, and I've come into Honey Hole 2. Now, Honey Hole 2, am I talking too fast? Honey Hole 2 has got water coming onto the bank. So what I have done is I've pulled the rods right back. Recently, there's a tree, this is worth saying, there's a tree that's gone down on the bank that sort of seems to have gone into the lake here in Honey Hole 2, and it's pushed the bush down, the tree that goes into the water, which is Honey Hole 2, that's pushed it down. So it's kind of had to change the position of my rod in this swim. So Honey Hole 2 might not be Honey Hole 2 anymore. It could just be a swim. It's such. But as Honey Hole 2 is actually linked to Honey Hole 1, it's the other side of it, and you've got all them bulrushes in the middle, and you've got all the trees that are in there. In my eyes, it's still going to be kind of like Honey Hole 2, because the fish blatantly, last year they blatantly lived in there, and it's just a safe haven, and I've talked about it enough in my podcast. It's just a safe haven where the fish like sitting around in there, and I think presenting on the right rig, putting the right bait out there, I just think you'll pull them out. You can draw them out, definitely. I just think you can do it. But saying that, today will tell. Today we'll find out if it's going to do it. So I've had to bring the left-hand side rod, which is what I'm talking about now, off the bit where I was put it in, but not far, to be fair. We're not even talking a rod length. We're not even talking half a rod length. To be fair, I think we're only talking like... maybe just under a quarter of a rod length, really. It's not far at all in the slightest. I just don't know. What I don't know, and I didn't want to mess around too much in it, I don't know what debris has pushed the tree down further, and maybe I'm fishing on snags now, like maybe I'm fishing on part of a tree. But we'll find out. I'm going to give the rods an hour, see what happens, and then reel them in. And if I'm snagged up on something, then that kind of won't answer that. But I don't want to mess around in the swim too much. I don't want to be making too much disturbance if the fish are in there. Now, the right-hand side rod, we'll go into the bait in a minute. The right-hand side rod is also had to push further around. So basically, the right-hand side rod, I typically would fish on the tree that's gone into the water, basically on the edge or the right-hand side of like all the tree that's coming. But it's because it's pushed it out, I've had to push the rod a little bit further along, which goes along, obviously, alongside the bulrushes. I really hope this makes sense, and I'm explaining this well. So I don't think that rod's going to make too much difference. The majority of my fish were coming off the left-hand side rod. So that is my concern. You know, we'll find out. We'll find out if it's going to make a difference. So it is a little bit of a concern, but as I just said a minute ago, I'm just convinced they live in here, and I know they do. I'm not convinced. I know they do live in here. So I just think it's only a matter of time before I draw them out with my superb bait that I put on there, and you know how I treat it, how I flavour it, and let it do its thing. And it's done me a lot of fish. So yeah, I really think that's gonna help. So back to what I've got on both of them. I'm fishing exactly the same on both. 4 ounce clip lead system. With the noodle down here completely smashed it for me, really did. Noodle 18 mil wafter DNA bug boily on it, pushed out the bushwhacker. What's it, 12 15 18 22 mil boilies, crushed boily, a little bit of pellet in there today as well. That's also got some secret sort of flavoring that I've put on it that I've introduced into my fishing lately, and it has done me a few fish, but obviously I've done a few blanks as well, so who knows. It is that time of year though, but the fish are waking up, I'll say that. So yeah, same old on the rig, same old in the bushwhacker. It's doing the job. I'm kind of like a great believer, if it's working, don't change it. But then there is an argument to be had, if you change it, you might have better results, or you might have worse results. You know, if you want the same results, do the same thing, there's a saying. So if I could change it completely and have better results, but I could change it completely and have bad results. But the way the type of person I am, I don't like to change things too much. I'd rather change it if it's going really well, have a few sessions where it's going really well, and then make a change. And then I can really see if it's, you know, if that's made a difference, because I don't know. If it's working, I don't like to change it, I like to catch fish. Frustrating at times, but yeah, it could cost me bigger fish, but you never know. So they are both out now. The time is 7:42 in the morning. I really hope this pays off and we put a fish on the bank today. But times will tell. The water's very clouded. What's the weather looking like today? Got cloud, got a bit of blue sky. Not meant to be any rain today, which is good. So let's see how this adventure unfolds. I shall update you guys as I go along. Fingers crossed for a big fat 30-pound carp. If not, I'll settle for a pound carp, just so it's not a blank. Let's see. Well, it's 9:34 and there's nothing to report yet. I've had no bleeps, so I'm thinking it's time soon to reel them in and see if we're snagged up and see what we're fishing on. See, hopefully it's obviously not, it's fishing, it's not snagged up on something. Going by obviously what I was saying before with the tree going in and whether it's produced more snags in the swim. I kind of still feel happy to sit on them with the rods back out in the same spots to see what happens. The bulrushes in front of me, they are moving, but there is coots moving around, which I've seen in there, which obviously makes it look like there's carp knocking them. But I can't answer if that's coots all the time, so still going to go with they're in there, because it's just a holding area, it really is. I know that. I guess it just could just be a matter of time. Obviously, with all this influx of rain that we've had over the past few weeks, you know, the lakes burst its banks in areas, so there's a lot of shitty water that's obviously gone in from the roads and stuff, which definitely does affect fishing. In my humble opinion, But I'm not trying to put excuses out there now, because it's still early days. But what I do think the right thing to do is to reel them in, make sure that we're not all snagged up, put them back out again in the same spots if they're not. And if they are all snagged up, then well, that's another story. We'll figure that one out if that is the case. So let's reel them in, let's find out, and let's go from there. Right, that's them both changed over. First one came in completely clean, there was no snags at all, coming lovely, nothing on it, absolutely beautiful. The second one, when I started pulling it, it felt heavy, as like it was caught in a snag, but it come free. I pulled it in, there was no debris or anything on it. So what I decided to do, I've dropped it closer towards me, so further away from where it was on the spot, so closer to me. I remember last year when I was fishing here, there was like weed at a certain point, like it was coming out from the bull rushes, so I'm wondering if that's still there, and maybe it was sat in that. But yeah, it did, the weed then, obviously, not obviously, the weed did die off, and then it was like, then it was clear, because obviously I was catching from there. So I've dropped it back to pretty much where I was fishing it, in line where it, to the left hand side where I was fishing it last year, because I just generally thought like the weed would have obviously gone, but it's clearly not, or something's still there. So I've done that, dropped it back out again, exactly the same rig, exactly the same with the bushwhacker and all that. But there was, the bull rushes on the right hand side were moving, like as I was doing all that, so it, like there was definitely not a coot, because it's the front part of the bulrushes, and there definitely wasn't a coot there. So I'm really hoping there is a carp or carp moving around in there, which I'm sure there is. I know I keep saying that, but I'm sure there is. So that's what I've done. Let's see if it works. The reposition of the second rod, first the left hand side was fishing obviously, so we're back out again, so let's keep our fingers crossed. Right, it's 11:32 and still nothing to report, but the sun has really come out now and it actually feels quite warm down this end of the lake. So I'm kind of hoping, if they are in there where I think they are, this sun will help bring them out as the water, you know, warms up down this end. And then with my bait there, hopefully they're going to pick it up. So can only keep my fingers crossed still. And all I'm going to say is watch this space. Right, it's 14:32, so in the space of the last 20 minutes, I had my right-hand side rod had a pickup from a coot, and then probably about 5 minutes after that, I had a few bleeps on there, and it was not a bird there. And then my left-hand side rod has been bleeping a bit now as well, like a couple little bleeps here and there, and there's no bird life there as well. So I'm starting to think the carp might be starting to move out now. Well, I'm hoping that that's the case. So I've just redone my right-hand side rod, because that obviously got picked up by a coot, and I was worried that, you know, it might have done something to the boilie, pulled the boilie off, anything like that, and it was all fine. But hey-ho, it's just fine. Fresh bait out there, fresh boilie on it. I'm going to hold fire on the left-hand side rod just yet, but I'm thinking of redoing that one as well, just to freshen that one up, because I've had a few little bleeps there. Just want to get a bit more, like, crushed boilie out there and that. So fingers crossed, that's the start of it, and we might actually get one soon. Fingers crossed, because I'll tell you what, it's, well, the people, there's three vans down the bank I'm on, and I've not seen them have anything, not that I've been obviously watching them properly, but, and I've seen a lot of people drive past me and then drive back, you know, an hour later or whatever, so there's been a few people come and go, so it looks like today seems to be quite a tough day. That's what I'm going to put it down to at the moment. But hey-ho, that's fishing for you. But we've still got loads of time left. And the encouraging thing is we've just had a few bleeps as well. So let's see how this bit unfolds now. Right, 14:51, I just had a weird pickup, or liner, maybe, or something on my right-hand side rod. I hit into it, and I thought, it feels like I got something on. I thought, is it a bream or something? Because it was a little bit of weight there. And I brought it in, so, and it was like a snag. That's why I think it was a pick. I think I may have got a pick up, and the fish has then taken the lead and dumped it, and then that quick, and then it's obviously picked up the snaggy stuff anyway. So it's a good sign. I really do think they're actually starting to move out and feed on my bait there. So I'm going to keep with it. I'm going to keep with it and just see what happens. Well, finally, it's 12 minutes past 6, and I've just put a common carp back. Probably went about 11 pound, 12 pound or something like that. But I'm just over the moon. I'm so happy. It's just been a hard day today. It's been a very hard day. The calf just haven't been feeding. From what I've seen, like down my side of the bank, it doesn't look like they had anything at all. And by the way, people were moving around the other side of the lake and coming back not long after. Oh, not long, I'd say like an hour or two hours later. And to me, that says they've probably not been catching as well, and they're either going home or just trying to find another spot. But it's paid staying here. I think I'm possibly the only angler left on the lake. I know there's no one on the other banks. I've been obviously keeping an eye on people who's going past and coming back again. There's no one down this side unless there's someone on the far end over where you come in. There could be someone there still, but it's quite possibly the only one here. I've got to be off the lake for 6 o'clock, so it's, well, I've got just over 45 minutes left to try and windle another one out. But if I don't, I'm super buzzing about it. I knew they were in there. I mean, it's not to say that if I move somewhere else, you know, they could have been, like, there might be more at another part of the lake. They probably are, maybe. The question is, if I would have got into Honey Hole 1, would have had better results? I don't know, and I'm never going to know the answer to that for today. But hey-ho, we've got one. We're off the mark. I haven't blanked. Absolutely buzzing. Yes. Right, let's try and get one out. We've got 46 minutes left to get another one out. In fact, it'll be less than that because I have to be out the gate for 6. So we've got about 30 minutes to get one out. Let's see if we can do this. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is it. My time has come. It's the end. I've just packed up. No more fish to report. In fact, after that last fish, I didn't get any more bleeps. And I generally thought that was going to be the start of it. And I might be able to like wangle one more out. But unfortunately not. It wasn't the case. But hey-ho, it wasn't a blank. Absolutely buzzing about that. Really good, actually, I want to see. You don't understand how happy I am, actually. Definitely. So that is good. So we roll on to the next trip. Not too sure where it's going to be. Might be back down here again with a social with the boys, but we're going to find out about that on the way home. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I shall catch you later. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Thank you so much for your continued support. I really do appreciate it. Take care of yourself, and I shall see you in the next one. Tight lines. If you're not done already, guys, you could do me a massive favour and hit me up on Instagram. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. On there, I'm uploading some photos and some short videos. You can also ask me questions or give me some advice too. That would be absolutely mega. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines, and see you in my next podcast.